Love is in the air as Valentine's Day is a week away, and you may be getting ready to celebrate. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, offers some activities to enjoy with your loved one. She recently spoke with Morning Edition host Jennifer Lynn about them.
Tanya, let's just say it. Not everybody is a fan of Valentine's Day, but judging by the amount of candy stuffed on the shelves at supermarkets and convenience stores, I think a lot of people do embrace the holiday.
Well, you can blame English poet Geoffrey Chaucer for the holiday's popularity, as it has been said that in his circle, his fancy circle back in the 1400s, that's when it became associated with romantic love. But for those who do enjoy it, we've got some sweet events for you this week. The Bridges of Madison County, the musical theater version of the bestseller that you may remember by Robert James Waller, is at the Philadelphia Theater Company. They're promoting a limited special for Valentine's Day with orchestra seating, a glass of champagne, chocolate, and a chance to meet the cast. That's all part of a VIP experience, and that's $75 per person.
That's such an emotional story. Bring tissues to it, just in case you get weepy. What else can lovers look forward to doing?
How about a date in a cemetery? I bet that might not be the first on your to-do list, but listen up. This Saturday, Laurel Hill Cemetery hosts Do Us Part, the love stories of Laurel Hill. This tour acknowledges that not all love stories end well. At the cemetery, there's a woman who truly left her heart in Laurel Hill because that is all of her that is buried there. The tour starts at 11 a.m. I'm sure they'll tell you that story once you go on the tour and you can register for it in advance.
I'm sure it's a fascinating story, but do you have anything that's a little less macabre?
You know, Jennifer, love can have its dark side.
Yeah.
Do you remember the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore?
I am the only person on the planet who did not see the whole movie. I have seen that pottery scene and spoofs of it. But
oh,
that's it.
My goodness. You have got to be the only one. Well, Patrick Swayze's character, who was still alive at that point in the movie, he created sexy pottery with Demi Moore in the very famous scene. And couples have the chance to recreate it or something similar at the Clay Studio in Philadelphia, February 9th through the 15th. Champagne, chocolate, wine, and music are all part of the deal, and singles can participate too. But you got to pre-register, and we'll have those details at whyy.org/things to do.
I feel like we have to put forth some non-Valentine's Day related events.
People love the Swedish 70s band ABBA. They are considered one of the originators of the music video. Mm-mm. They had such a global popularity, so they couldn't tour everywhere all the time, so they started making videos to appease their fan base. There was something in the air that night. The stars were bright. Now tribute bands are carrying on the ABBA tradition. This weekend at the Scottish Rite Auditorium in Collingswood, New Jersey, ABBA Mania, whose build is the best ABBA band since ABBA, is performing. And that's on Saturday, February 9th at 8 p.m. It's Chinese New Year or Lunar New Year, and it's the Year of the Pig. Celebrations for Chinese New Year are happening now. On Sunday, February 10th, the Delaware Art Museum is hosting its free 11th annual event that includes a scavenger hunt, acrobatic performances, artist demonstrations. Chinese Yo-Yo Club is going to come out and demonstrate the Chinese yo-yo, a little different than the American yo-yo. That's from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and the museum galleries will be open until 4, so you can enjoy some of the museum as well.
Oh, my. Is that who I think it is?
It's South Africa's Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
Yes, I love them.
They are heading to Sellersville Theater in Sellersville, Pennsylvania on Monday, February 11th. So you'll have a chance to check them out.
I saw them many years ago, and I would say people probably are most familiar with them from Paul Simon's Graceland album, which won a couple Grammys in the 80s.
Yes, absolutely. And now the next generation is keeping the group alive as they are led by the four sons of the group's founder, Joseph Shabalala, who retired from performing in 2014. That show starts at 8 p.m.
Remind us where we can find out more details on these events and others.
WHYY.org/things to do for all the details on the last weekend of the auto show and where jazz icon Herbie Hancock, who just won the Ben Franklin Medal, will be playing.
Tanya Pendleton of Things to Do, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jennifer.